This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in the show. And I really do, you know, I take what you write me, I take what you say, and I do the best I can. It doesn't always work out well, but I do what I can because I have to check the stories before I put them out there. You know, I know you guys got good intentions, but you've bit me too many times with not real stories. Anyhow, always appreciate your time with me. Lots going on. There's so much going on. I'm enjoying this so much because the Dems are circling round and round and round. You know, they're going to bite themselves. They're going to continue to bite themselves. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Texas, who dropped the mask mandate, now has open sports or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what you call it. Right? And they've actually seen the virus cases drop. Not rise, but actually drop. The Rangers fill the stands with fans. And they decide. See, that's the other thing. People, let us decide. Give us the information. Let us decide whether we want to do it or not. You're going to stop us from flying? You're going to stop us from, I don't know, parachuting? How about motorcycles? Why don't you ban those too? They decided to accept the risk. They let us decide. All tickets at the 40,518-seat Globe Life Field were for sale. That's a place with a retractable roof. It was about three-fourths full at the first pitch against Toronto on Monday. Susanna Frere said that her family decided to take the calculated seat. Smart people sitting there making decisions. They decided to take the calculated risk. Attending the home opener of Texas Rangers, the first major U.S. pro sports event to approach capacity since the virus started over a year ago. Now, the roof was open. See, I don't understand all this, but the roof was open. It was 75 degrees that day and a very low wind, so they figured this would be good. Since it's all full capacity, that was something that we gave a lot of thought about, said the family, holding one young child with another sitting next to her on the table in the seats in the bleacher area. Since masks are required and we're doing our part, and we know that the ballpark is doing their part to keep everything clean and sanitized as much as possible, we thought it'd be worth it to come out. Hey, look, I don't know, maybe that's the first step. Maybe that's the first crack, if you would. All right, having the masks while they're there. Next couple of games, I'm sure those will go away too. I was even looking around, driving around L.A. today or driving around the area that I live in. I noticed there were people walking together and talking together and before they go into stores, you know, it's like a thing you have in your pocket. You know, put your phone in your pocket, you pull your mask out. But they're not wearing them. They're pulling them away from their faces. Baseball's, they now have a 60-game abbreviated season. See, I'd be hard-pressed to go any of their stuff, to give them a nickel for anything. Until they decide to, you know, to come back around. What they're doing is, hey, they know what's wrong. This is not new. This is not a surprise. A new ruling opened the door for Democrats to pass a $2.2 trillion Biden spending bill, which is 50 votes. Because Democrats now will be able to pass the bill with a simple majority. Right? Now, that's due to a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. That means that Democrats will just need 50 votes with Vice President Kamala Harris the tiebreaker. Usually, you need 60 to break the filibuster. Now, when this happened to them before, when they sidestepped procedures before, it was a problem. It came back to bite them, just like we told them it would. The ruling effectively gives Democrats an opportunity they might not have had otherwise had they used the special reconciliation procedure. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that in a statement Monday that the Senate parliamentarian would allow a revised budget resolution to contain reconciliation instructions pursuant to a little known workaround. They're great at this, by the way. No, really. They know how to work it. They know how to work the rules, push them right up against the envelope, and slide them on through. Now, while no decisions have been made on legislative path forward using Section 304, some parameters still need to be worked out. The parliamentarian's opinion is an important step towards that. But, everybody needs to come on board with it from the Democrat side. Democrats also passed a $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan last month via the budget reconciliation process. See, they use these things to their advantage on a regular basis. We have to start doing it to them as well. You have to learn the parliamentarian process. Now, generally, the Fast Track process is only allowed to be used on spending bills and only once per fiscal year. Now, the parliamentarian was asked whether Democrats could use Section 304 of the Congressional Budget Act of 74 and use it again. Oh, just amazing. Like I said, and I meant it, we have got to play like they do. Enough of the gentleman's rules. Enough of not playing the way they play. It's just craziness. That's why... No more white gloves, right? No more of this stuff playing. They don't play by the rules. I'm not saying we break the law, but the rules aren't always the law. There was just an agreement. Joe Messina, your host, Dr. Bridget Melson, joins me right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged, and being part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution, though, is you get information, right? I mean, you want to make sure that you have a clue. You Facebook psychologists, you Facebook lawyers, yeah, I don't listen to you. I don't really care what you have to say, so I'm just not there with you. I love that today some guy tried to have an argument with me. A rank heathen, a guy that doesn't believe in God, tried to tell me what Jesus was like. Okay, and how, I was like, wow. So a soulless and godless human is going to try to tell me what God's all about when you don't even believe in him. That is a real mental issue, but I don't have a license to pull that off. But Dr. Bridget Melson does. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her input. Dr. B has an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis in, yeah, that big word, neurophysiology and is a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. Always appreciate your, how did you ever, I mean, you went to Duke University?
Yeah, well, it's a certificated program, and it's neuropsychology. Yeah, yeah, so it's an extra certificate postdoctoral because I don't want another doctorate. But with you, it's great because it's a different, it's in a different field every single time I'm on. I love it. Neurophysiology, neuropsychology, it's awesome. Hey, listen, thank you.
By the time I get done with you, you're going to have like 50 certificates on the wall.
Awesome, you know?
You won't be able to keep... People keep up with me. No, it's in today's world, as a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you that we've opened our schools to a degree. Kids are going back, and sports has started up again. Limited, though. And I am getting so many positive emails from parents that are saying, hey, one day, after 2 days, this is a different child. This child is smiling again, bouncing around, humming. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And you've been saying that for a long time. Many people in your profession have been saying, look, you got to get these kids back in school. You don't know the mental damage. But this won't be over in a couple of months. These kids are going to need a lot of help, aren't they?
Oh, I've been saying that over and over, that yes, they're going to immediately feel that joy, which is great, and that's going to start up the development again, the brain development, right? Everything that they need to, the social development, just the face-to-face contact, reading faces, you know, interacting with one another. But unfortunately, where that's great, this last year took a toll, depending on how old your child is and how old, you know, well, each child is. It will take a toll developmentally, and those things we will see in years to come. It's all we can do. But that doesn't mean keep your kids at home, get them out as much as you can. And for those parents that did, you know, kept them involved, took them to the park, got super awesome and creative about it. Good job. You know, your kids should thrive. But, and I've even seen articles now that parents are still fearful of sending their kids back, and I'm blown away at everything coming out. You
fearful
know, how,
from a health reason? Because my my concern, not a fear, but my concern is that they'll send these kids back to school, and 2 months down the road, somebody will be screaming, oh, my God, you know, it's running rampant again. Let's pull them back out. And now you start, you're eroding their foundation to the point where they won't know what to believe.
Right, right. And fearful of the mask war, if kids want to wear masks or they don't, that's the new way to bully. And I'm telling you, parents, it starts with you. Bullies are not born, they are created, and they are a production of their environment. So that's... You don't want them to bully or be bullied, then knock off the talk about it. I've been speaking about this for weeks, right? Stop talking about it. Get to where life is normal and focus on the positive things, and be like what we are around our house. You want to wear one, wear one. Half of our family does, half doesn't. I don't. My daughter doesn't. So be like that. Make it a non-issue, as with anything, literally, as with anything that can potentially be an argument, right, and be chaos in the home or at school. But yes, I think, you know, now that COVID numbers are dropping rapidly, the hospitals are emptier than ever, and it's probably time for the government to come up with the next thing,
the next
right?
variation. Well, you guys in Texas are pretty tough. I mean, I heard that you had Ranger Stadium, or the Rangers about fill the stadium with the baseball game. So
yes, yeah,
you know, good.
Yeah,
I mean, people made their own decision. My God, how liberating!
Yeah. It is. It's interesting that the, you know, companies, restaurants, cafes, businesses, small businesses mostly, that are choosing to put up signs that we will fine you if you don't have a mask. Or it's, you know, the last one I saw when I had to go get a tux rental for my son was no mask, no entrance. And I entered with the mask and just hung it on my ear and, you know. Checked out.
But when you really, again, I want to get back to the psychological part of all of this, where you know, you're kind of being forced to do things that you know in your mind may not be real or not be right. You know, again, we were never meant to rebreathe our CO2. Let's start off there, so we're cutting oxygen into our brain. But back to what you and I have been talking about for a long time, which is that that personal touch, that smile, the facial expressions, those can't be seen anymore. What kind of effect does that have on the young kids and the teenagers?
Well, again, it's brain development. It's the development of the part of the brain that is tuned into social cues and gestures, and they need to read eyes and facial expressions, and that's what they learn. That's why we have so many muscles in our face. God designed us perfectly. So we know, even as parents, you know, even as a parent and a grandparent, you know, we can look at a kid, you know, just a subtle look, and they know whether you're upset, whether you're happy, whether you're angry, whether you're frustrated, and whether they better get upstairs and never come down. And that is what we're missing, is those cues, and it's confusing, especially to babies. I've seen so many babies where the parents are wearing masks and the baby's crying, and the parent will, you know, take the mask off, and it just startles the baby. And it's just such a shock to them, unfortunately, because I'm thinking of these little ones I've seen that are, you know, from 6 months to 2 years old. That's all they've seen is these parents with masks on. They're out walking their kid alone with a mask on. I'm like, you don't understand the damage that's being done. And if that part of the brain doesn't get developed, you've got from 0 to 3 years old to develop for certain parts of the brain develop in certain sections. And if it doesn't get developed, it never will. And forever that child will be on a path that it will affect them emotionally. And it can cause anger. It can cause prefrontal lobe issues, impulse issues. It's amazing. Attachment issues is the number one. They attach not only physically, right? They don't only physically need to feel you. They need to hear you. They need to read your lips. They need to see your facial expressions. And that's all proven. That's nothing I'm making up. That's hundreds of years of research will tell you that. And that's the psychology of it. And that's what we're looking at, this problem coming up. And we won't know it until these kids are school age.
Wow. But this is really scary. I mean, think about how they develop. We're going for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the UK variant of the coronavirus is now in all 50 states. New data from the agency shows more than 15,000 cases of the highly transmissible variant in the U.S., with cases reported in all 50 states. Florida has more than 3,000 cases of the strain, with Michigan recording the second most, with more than 1,500 cases in the middle of a surge of new infections in that state. The rise in cases in some areas of the U.S. is coming as vaccination efforts are also increasing. The CDC says more than 167 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered, and for the third straight day, the seven-day average is over 3 million doses per day. Nearly a third of Americans have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with more than 62 million people now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is Real Status, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her insight into, you know, really, truly, how are you going to... When we started this, we were talking about all of a sudden you had to get to know your spouse, the one you weren't spending all day with because we were in lockdown. And then you had to get to know your kids, you know, the ones you weren't around all day long. And it was a real reset slash reckoning of the family unit. So I always got a kick out of that. And I don't know if we're getting any better or worse or what have you, but Dr. B, it's either brought people closer together or there's a lot of families filing for doors right about now.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, I haven't looked at the divorce statistics in the last year. I don't know if I want to. But yeah, it's going to developmentally affect a lot of people, and then emotionally and physically and maritally affect a lot of people. But, you know, on the other hand, I've seen a lot of families come together and yep. Really the ones that agreed that they made a vow to God and they're going to make it work and hang in there. And, you know, another thing that is on the up, I don't know if it's unfortunately or fortunately, is the rise in antidepressant prescriptions. So I don't know if those were hidden depression issues that people are getting help for now, or because of COVID it caused it. So there's that. That's just
when somebody's on antidepressants or the doctor goes down that road of prescribing.
Yeah.
Antidepressants, and I've heard of people being on them for years. I'm talking years.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not. How do you deal with the issue? And I'm not getting specific with an issue in particular, but how do you deal with that? I mean, isn't the whole idea behind therapy to get you out of that position, deal with your depression, or learn how not to be?
Yeah, you know, I would say about 10 to 15% of people, I don't know the exact number, it's around that are on antidepressants literally have a genetic issue that, you know, makes them, you know, have more, just depression more prevalent in their life and more predisposed to it. Others, yes, I am more of a, you know, cognitive behavioral therapist. So I like to work with the psychiatrist and the patient to get people off of meds. But I have worked with clients that indeed it has saved their lives. It's a low dose and they don't abuse it. So you know, there are two sides of the coin always, and you can't judge. The one thing I do not like, since I'm all about children and adolescents, is the way they prescribe them for children and adolescents. And anybody under the age of 24, and the FDA prints this, or supposed to, on all SSRIs, which are antidepressants we're looking at, are Zoloft and Prozac and even Wellbutrin, even though it's not an SSRI, are all of those that have some kind of antidepressant component. So the FDA is supposed to label it that this is not to be taken or recommended for anyone 24 years or younger because it can increase suicidal or homicidal behavior. That came out of a lot of people's work on mass shooters, and we found that 98% of mass shooters are on an antidepressant, an SSRI, and newly on it. And I've talked about this and spoken about this and written about this. So that, for that reason, I was just helping a parent here locally, consulting with her because she was wondering what's going on, and everything she described with her child, they put her on an antidepressant. She got more suicidal and very angry and very upset and more anxiety, and she's never really had anxiety, and shaking. And I said, boom, she's got serotonin syndrome. She is basically allergic to the antidepressant. And what happens is your brain cannot metabolize the SSRI chemicals. It can't metabolize it, and it gets stuck in your head, and you literally are driven crazy. And that is why the FDA put that. Yet, there's a blood test that's very easy. It's your COMT. I say this all the time. Just go get checked for it. If you're one or two variants positive on that, it's just a plus sign on one or two of the variants, your child should never be on an SSRI or adult. And it just ticks me off. That's one thing about antidepressants and depression and adolescence and COVID and all of this, you know, with the uptick on the prescriptions for SSRIs. It's a simple blood test. And I don't understand why pediatricians and psychiatrists don't do this. Easy. Insurance covers it. You go ask for it. You sign up, COMT. And you get the results within a week, and then you can tell whether that child can be on them or not. And this is the deal with the mass shooters. They never did that. The two I worked with, this happened. And they kept telling their parents, I feel weird. I feel homicidal, not suicidal. And I feel jittery. And the parents took the kids back, or these teenagers back to the psychiatrist. And in both cases, upped the prescription thinking they needed more. And they came back within 4 weeks.
Wow.
And carried out their crime. So it's a real thing. So
I'm laughing because, you know, the joke, it's not a joke. It's a confusion where you in your business, it's called a practice, right?
Yes.
And again, what I've read and having you on and some others on, I've learned over the years that it's truly is an exact science. I mean, you have, you know, certain issues have different guidelines from within the work, right?
Correct.
But there's
yes.
no, if Joe has this, give him pill C. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Right. Right. You're experimenting with everybody, are you not? In essence.
In essence, and that's why we have to continue to be smart and practical about it as parents, and not just trust your lives of your child's brain. And, you know, I'm specifically talking about adolescents, you know, and children, or parents with adolescents and young children. You know, we cardiologists, they don't just prescribe unless they've taken your blood pressure, probably doing, you know, an EKG, most likely looking at your heart with an ultrasound. Same with a broken leg, right? They take an x-ray. They don't just go, oh, yeah, it looks broken, so we're going to cast it. Here's some pain meds. But why don't we do that to the brain, the mind, the very system that controls your entire body? And this is where I love Dr. Daniel Amen, a colleague that I've been able to meet with, and he's very famous all over the place. But one thing I love, he does these SPECT scans. They're non-invasive, minimal radiation, and he actually looks at the brain. And things have been found out. He's gotten people off of meds, you know, so it just blows my mind. And again, I'm bringing this back to COVID because in this whole thing that's been going on, this, you know, dumb panic for the last year, because people are getting on antidepressants and SSRIs like crazy right now. And I just want to say, if you can't afford a brain scan, you can't afford a simple blood test to see if you are going to respond and can tolerate and metabolize it. So, right? We don't look at the mind. All these psychiatrists, they just
I'm always amazed when there's violence at a school, you know, mass shooting or whatever it is. Mental health is never spoken about.
And
it sounds like it's taboo to say that person might have been mentally ill, even in the shootings we've had over the last couple of months where people want to go right to turn into a political situation. Okay, might have been sparked by politics of some kind, but nobody, as mad as I got at people in high school, as mad as I've gotten in my life at people, I never thought of once of running home, getting a gun, and wiping out the store. Do you know what I mean?
Right. No. And for those people that have thought about it, they don't actually do it. And it started, back when that first, there have been mass shootings. They can trace it all the way back to 1864. But it really got popular with that going postal, right? When that older gentleman got fired and he went and he came back and it was called going postal. That's what they used to call it. And if you look, and I've studied, he was newly on an antidepressant because he was struggling at work and struggling in his personal life. And it was he did not go back to get it fixed. So it started with that, and it was the medication, and he was not treated well. And it's not even that all of these people are psychotic or sociopaths or psychopaths. They become sociopaths in many cases because they have untreated mental health issues, or it's exacerbated because of the medication they were prescribed, and they should never have been. And I love that. I think it was 1956 is when they discovered the COMT gene, and then 2004 is when doctors started talking to labs and saying, hey, we've got to figure this out, genetic testing. And then 2011 is when labs began to put it out there and insurance began to cover it.
And so, Dr. B, this yeah. A multitude of antidepressant drugs, right? I mean, it's not like a six. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different kinds, correct?
Oh, there are, and yes, there are a lot of it. It's SSRIs. The COMT stands for catechol methyltransferase. So it's just a fancy term. I can spell it. It's just a fancy term, but really easy to go get.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Come and see your host. This is The Real Side with GCN, on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You know, I got to figure either all the, or a lot of the trollers have left and don't listen anymore. Because when it came to Groucho Marx pieces, I used to get so much crud via email because of the way he treated Margaret Dumont. And the thing about that that's really funny is, yeah, she was teed off all the way to the bank every week with the amount of money she was making doing those Marx Brothers movies. So, you know, get over yourself. Show and see your host, just to the real side, on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Well, let me bring her back on. There's lots and lots of questions. You know, someday we got to do like a two-hour psyche special. You can spend the first hour diagnosing me. And then people have so many questions about you know what you're talking about when it comes to the drug issues and how to deal with the kids and different kids at different levels. I mean, I had 4 kids at home, and you would never know they were from the same parents. They dealt with issues and problems and you know what I'm saying. Everyone
they're all different.
Differently, yeah.
Yeah, they're all very different. That's one thing I'm like, I'm going to write a parenting book. I'm going to, I wrote How to Equipping Teens for Life. That's the book I wrote. And I got, 3 different kids, and it's like, what works on one doesn't work on the other. One wears my most rebellious one that has the biggest heart, but he's just my adventurer. Like, I put him on a plane last night for California, and he's like, I'm here. I'm like, okay, have fun. He's 16. He's with my mom. He's just my adventurer. But he wears a mask religiously. He's got the biggest heart for other people. Yet my other ones are just like, eh, whatever, you know. And they're the most responsible ones. I'm like, what are you? Whatever. Real quick, can I answer a question? And then I want to talk about masks and the effect on kids. So the SSRIs I'm talking about, and this is all, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a psychologist, and I've studied all this, and I've taken psychopharmacology, all right? So for those people who are like, you're not an MD, well, we have to study this stuff, and I'm licensed, so calm down. So there's a Cipramil, Prilogy, Cipralex, Prozac, Favarin, and so these, Lustral, Brintellix, these are the newer ones, and then there are older ones, Zoloft, Prozac, things like that. So those are the ones, that's the part of it. And if any of your children are on an SSRI, whether it's good or not, an SSRI is just another fancy name for antidepressant, they're serotonin-specific reuptake inhibitors, then make sure that they get the COMT test, no matter what. Just go do it. COMT. So that's all on that. So I do want to get to masks. So
are most places going to know even what you're talking about if I call this? And do I have to have a doctor order the test, or can I go and pay for it myself?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Sorry, I'm getting all these messages. Yes, you do. You just go to the doctor and ask for it, and it might be under MTHFR. I know that sounds really bad. But it's MTHFR/COMT, same thing. The MTHFR is just more, I guess it's more precise, but it measures that gene, the COMT gene. That's what you need to see if you're positive plus. If you're plus on those one or two of those variants, then that will tell you. I think I've talked about this. You know, you always ask about where are warriors, W-A-R-R, right? I-O-R-S.
Amen.
Warriors, yeah. Right? This is your gene that tells you whether you're a warrior or a worrier.
Interesting.
Yes, and so it's, yes, this is it. And if you're one or the other, then you are hypersensitive, is what I call it. If you've got one positive, one plus, you are a warrior, but you also warrior, W-A-R, but you also worry. So basically, you see a sunset and it means so much, you feel it. But when there is, injustice in the world, you feel that as well and you want to do something about it. If you're double plus, you can be a total warrior or a total worrier, depending on other things. So, go get your COMT and it'll tell you. It's really cool. It's really cool. But you can see why our kids are so sensitive sometimes if they have, a plus or a minus. If you have double negative, that means that you're pretty chill about everything.
I can guarantee you I will not have a double negative.
I am not that either at all. No, my mom, it's funny, and she won't mind me saying, she took an antidepressant because she was a witness to a horrible car accident, and she took it for a little bit. But she said, like, Bridget, my head's going to explode. And she luckily found this great doctor that said, there's a COMT, you've got to give you the test. And she was double positive, and they said, you're allergic, and got her off of it. But it's a thing. It is a real thing. Yeah. Yeah. This doctor taught me everything. Dr. Lundquist in Temecula, I love you. He taught me everything I needed to know about it. So it's a real thing.
Okay.
Speaking of which, our warriors.
You were on your way to the.
Yeah, so we have warriors and worriers with kids and adults, yet they cannot tell because we're wearing a face mask all the time. And just some reasons why, and this is just a compilation that I put together from reading so many research studies and developmental studies on kids. And this is great. This guy is awesome. That it's out of Johns Hopkins University. And number one, you think of what we can show on our face and go look in the mirror and really practice and take your kids with you. We can show joy, anger, fear, surprise, right? Sadness, contempt, disgust. We can show all of that. And these are basic building blocks of the emotional experience. And it's written all over our faces. And when you cover them, and now, right, some airlines and companies are making you go from eyes to under the chin. You can't see anything. And to me, even spiritually, one step further, if they're not filled with the Holy Spirit, those eyes are going to be scary. I've seen some scary people that clearly are not filled with goodness. So we've got all of that. I would say that, you know, nonverbal emotional expression across cultures, it's the same. It is absolutely the same. Everything says it. All the statistics, all the research says it and indicates this. So the masks, here's why it's bad. You know, yes, it blocks COVID droplets, some of them, but it also blocks all the nonverbal behavior that kids need to see. It blocks facial expression. It blocks the expression that we need to express ourselves and to communicate. And it accounts for the majority of our exchanges, right? Our social exchanges. We'll mm-hmm. see people across the room and you can do a little head thing and a smile and a hey. And I do that and I can't tell, right? In stores and businesses, I don't know what they're doing. I'm like, hey, and I, you know, try not to wear them, but it's so frustrating for me. I can't imagine. I think that kids find masks disconcerting. I'm seeing them burst into tears. I've seen them recoil, right, when somebody with a mask approaches. It is scary. Masks are associated with things like Halloween, not everyday life. I think, well, I don't think, I know, it's because of the development of facial recognition. It is relatively weak in young children. And how they develop is by seeing it every day, day in and day out, with a lot of people, not just our parents and their parents at home. Kids, too, here's where they do, they're very good. Now, they can't 100% tell facial, you know, what each expression means. But they, what they're really good at is the individual features, if that makes sense. Not the whole face, but they can really start to learn as they develop of the little lines you make, the little tiny, you know, winks and things like that. They are good at that. And they need to be taught how to read those tiny emotional facial signals. I think also with masks, it's become so political, and even within our family, right, our families and at home, they're hearing that. They're, you know, understanding that there are the masks and the maskless and kind of like, well, if I don't wear one, I'm in this group. Or if I do, depending right. on what – and this is where I'm saying parents – stop talking about it. You've got to stop talking about it. So those are just – just kind of some points that they are developing daily, especially our younger kids. And they need to know what is going on behind the mask. They have to. We're scaring them. We're causing anxiety issues. And it's, like I said, but, you know, you and I have talked about this. It's
yeah, but your kids look at, you know, when my kids were smaller and even today, you know, where they're older, they'll be around me or something will happen.
Yeah.
What's the first thing they do? They look at you. They look at your face to see how yes. you're reacting, which will dictate how they react.
Right. And wearing, yeah, no, you're right. Wearing masks completely reduces the information that we have available on other people, and especially for kids, because they can't verbally express themselves when they're that young. And so they look to you, you know, nonverbally to do that. And even though they're still developing and they can't quite tell, especially our younger babies, they need it as a whole. They need to, you know, start to read the lines and to read, you know, whether you're smiling or sad or frowning. Have you ever frowned at a baby? I frowned at a baby once and she started crying. Just that detail, because that's what they like, or that's what they need, the little detail. And then you smile and they're like, oh, it's good. They're just so sensitive to that. So we just have to stop. It's just really starting to weigh on me that, you know, more and more of these professors and these researchers are coming to the conclusion that we're going to see some developmental issues coming up.
I'm concerned with how many people in your field of work are bowing to political correctness and refusing to call out certain things or certain terms and what have you. And
yeah.
that's scary, because then it goes from you being concerned about the health of the kid to you being concerned about your job and how people are going to treat you. And, you know, you and I have talked several times. I don't care what people think about me on the school board. I only care
right.
that I'm doing the right thing for the kids.
Right,
and
good.
That's kind of where my head's at. So
you have to. Yeah. You have to think like that.
You've got 15 seconds. I'll tell people how to get a hold of you if they got questions for you or whatever.
DrBRadio.com, Facebook, LinkedIn. Come find me.
Yeah. You make it too easy. Anyway, Joe Bettine, your host. Hey, listen, next hour, it's all about NARAL, the militant arm of Planned Parenthood. They're all excited. They think they have a win in California because now they can give more birth control to blacks and Hispanics. What does that say? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.